Welcome everybody. Shin number 1406. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe Lirfu Shleim El Chanan Chaim Ben Miriam Zelda. Getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chayil, preparations for the week. So we're still in the middle of talking about the dishes, how, what, when, and where to work with the washing dishes when you could, when you can't. So the Sefer Eitra Halachas brings down in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Ois Chav Ches, in reference to, let's say there's a case in time whereby somebody just push it, they need the space. Let's say, for example, I have a bunch of dishes in my sink, right? And I need the space. I need the sink. I'm using it for other things. I just don't have any more room. Or I need the counter space, let's say, whatever the case is. So what do I want to do over here? I want to take the dishes and I'll put them into a certain dish rack, right? So, but over there in the dish rack, I can't just put them in the sink. Okay, so they're dirty, whatever the case is. So it's in the sink. It's in the sink. So whatever the case is. But now when I put them into this dish rack, I can't have all that much dirt over there because it's a dish rack. Lemaisa, be it as may, it's a dish rack. So what do I want to do? I want to just give it a quick rinse. I'm not going to wash them, right? They'll still be dirty somewhat. They will not be usable. But I want to give them a quick rinse, enough whereby I could just put them into the dish rack. And then after Shabbos, and then this dish rack I'm put on the side like this, have the space in the sink or the counter. And then after Shabbos, I'm going to finish washing them. Nothing to do with the dishwasher. Just simple dish rack or whatever the case is. Then after Shabbos, I'm going to finish washing them. So could I do that because of the fact that I need the space? So the Sefer Eitzei Halachos brings down, very interesting, he says that you would be able to, have an important point, and he brings this from the Chayei Adam, who, the Chayei Adam goes through a few different interesting cases in reference to bringing in shares from the Sukkah, but just not being Masada them, not being, making them in orderly fashion, but he says a klal that the Chol She'enei Goymer Eze Inyan, if says the Chayei Adam, if you're doing an action, if need be, a person needs a certain action to be done, but they don't complete the action, whereby they don't make the, for example, if they rinse the dish and they need it, they need the space, let's say something along those lines, not just stomp to do it, but they need the space and whatever, so then if they didn't complete the item, it would not fall under the guidelines of Achana. There's room to work with. So he says, in conjunction with that, it, again, not just time to do it, but we're dealing with a place, a time and place whereby a person's stuck a little bit. So he says like this, in Reitzel Hadiach Kelim Mnei Sarach Limkaimam, I need the place, right? I have to rinse off my dishes. I just need the counter space. I need the sink. People I have only one sink or whatever the case might be, one fleshik sink or whatever, and I just push it, need the sink, and there's too many dishes piled up over here, and there's still time left for Shabbos. So Meitzel Lahadiach Kelim Mnei Shetzarach Limkamim Ve'ein Lei Mokaim Acher. I don't have any other place to put these dishes. Ein Lei Mokaim Acher LaNicham Ella Im Ken Yadicham Al Kol Panim Ma'at Kodem Lachin. But what I do have, I have this other little space, this little dish rack or some other space where I could put them. But if I do that, let's say in like the dish rack, just giving you an example, I would have to give them a rinse off. I'm not going to wash them all the way, but I give them a quick rinse, enough whereby they'll be, there won't be all that much dirt on them. Let's put it like that. They won't be usable. I can't eat out of them. They're still dirty, but it won't be bad. It'll be enough whereby I could keep it in this dish rack or this area whereby they can't be as dirty as where they would be in the sink. So he says, that's what he says. So Oisha Lichloch HaKelem Mafriim Lai. So he says, or if the fact that, let's say the case in time, that it's just, it's driving me crazy. It's mamish disturbing me. And I'm having, it's disrupting my Shabbos, right? Because there's, let's say in case in time where there's a smell possibly or something along those lines. And it's just, it doesn't look nice. There's people around. It's just poshut. It's sitting there in the sink and I have guests coming or whatever. And it's very disturbing for me. So, ve'ein loy mokem achalatsniyam. And I have no other place to put them. Like, I'm not going to put them into my stove, right? Or whatever, something like that. I mean, if you could, that would be the best. If you have a place to put them whereby they'll be out of the way, like, let's say you have a place where you keep, or let's say you talk it in the stove, or whatever, you get a place where you keep dirty things. So you want to put them over there. That's what should be done. That's the best thing, to take them out of the eyesight, as they say. Nobody's going to see them. But I don't have such a place. So he says, then if that's the case, so you could and give them a quick rinse off in that case. To give them a quick rinse off, because in fact that it's not really for the chol, it's not really for the weekday. Elul kavod Shabbos is mamish for kavod Shabbos. So in conjunction with that, he brings down this chayyadam that he's really using the chayyadam as a sniff, as an extra thing. We're not really relying so much on that which the chayyadam says, but to go all the way, but enough whereby, listen, we're using it as an extra sniff. If you want to call it throw in an extra thing, which the Chayyadim says, whereby if you don't complete the washing, the dishes are not edible. You can use them anyways, right? But that doesn't mean just time to do it. But in this case, since you're stuck, mamish, it's extremely disturbing. Or I have no other room. I need the room. I have to put them in a different. I have to put them in this dishwasher, in this dish pan. The dishwasher holder, whatever the case is, dish rack. So Kevin Shane Kavanas Bechol Zelo Serachol, since the person does not have a mind to make it easier during the week, Ela Kavod Shabbos, plain and simple Kavod Shabbos, right? So Volvaj, he's Erech Ladicham Shane is B'maitzah Shabbos, but it has to be enough whereby it's a quick rinse, whereby you're going to have to rewash them Maitzah Shabbos. Volvaj, he's Erech Ladicham Shane is B'maitzah Shabbos, right? You can't wash them all the way. Avladocha Gemura B'Shabbos, Ein Heter Gam B'chai Gavna. But to go ahead and just wash them all the way, that you can't do. It's disturbing me. Very nice, but you can't just go ahead and rewash. You can't just go ahead and wash the dishes. You're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. Finish. Else preparation for the week. To give them a quick rinse in these cases, like we spoke about, so then there's room to maneuver as long as it's still at the point whereby one will still have to rewash the Maitzah Shabbos. I'll have to take them all out and rewash them the right way. It's just like now, I'm doing it a little drop of a rinse, enough to get by. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Brachakol Tov.